بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، صلى الله وسلم وبارك على عبده ورسوله الأمين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين، أما بعد، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته.
Moving on to the hadith number 374, which is still in the chapter that deals with judging and ruling. And we would need a volunteer to read this for us. Yes.
Narrated Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Allah's Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said thrice, "Shall I not inform you of the biggest of the major sins?" We said, "Yes, O Allah's Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam." He said, "Associating others with Allah, to be disrespectful and disobedient to one's parents." The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sat up after he had been reclining and added, "And giving false statements and false testimony." The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam kept on repeating that till we said, "We wish he would stop."
Now this great hadith talks about the major sins and the greatest of major sins, which means that major sins are in levels. And also it means that there are major sins and minor sins. Now the issue that is important to us here is the last statement, the last sin. What is that? The false testimony and or forged statement as well. And the Prophet was leaning down on a couch or a pillow. But when it came to the third one, he said it was shirk, then disobedient and disrespect to the parents. And then he mentioned the forged statement and the false testimony, and he was leaning down, and then he sat straight. And he said this, repeating it twice, three times, four times, five times, until the companion said, "We wish that he would not speak, that he does not talk." Now to us, this is disrespectful. It isn't. They were not saying that we wish he shut up, meaning that we don't want to hear it, because he was so excited and threatening us and warning us that we felt sorry for him, because and we wanted, as in the case of your father, for example, talking and saying, "Why do you do this? Why do you do that?" And we say, "We wish he does not speak." Not that we want him to shut up, but we are afraid for him. We have mercy for him. We have love for him. This is the same thing with the companions. May Allah be pleased with them. So why is it a major sin? Because it corrupts the world. How does it corrupt the world? When you give a forged statement or a false testimony, there are lots of sins involved. One, the opponent who you are lying, for example, to come to the judge. And one says, "I need €1,000 from this man." And the judge says, the usual, huh? What's the first thing the judge asks for? Evidence. Because the thing that he has to bring is bayyina, in Arabic, meaning something that would clarify things. And this is the evidence, whether it's a written statement, whether it is a confession, whether it is the presence of two witnesses. So the judge asks, "Where are your witnesses? Where are your evidences?" And I say, "I have witnesses." And I bring two liars. And they say, "Yes, wallahi, the man took €1,000 from our friend here." What would the judge do? The man swears from here till Fajr, "I didn't take, wallahi, I didn't take." The judge believes him? No, he only judges what he can see. So this means that those two liars who gave this false testimony, one, they have made haram thing halal, because they took €1,000 from this poor man and gave it unlawfully for this person claiming. So they took the money of a man without any legitimacy or lawfulness. Not only that, they gave the money to someone who's not deserving it. Not only that, they fooled the judge and made him give the wrong ruling and verdict. And if this was to be spread out, then things would be chaotic. And this is what we see in corrupt countries. All what you have to do is bring two witnesses and swear. But these people have no iman, no belief in them, and they will go to hell from the widest gates of hell because of this major sin that the Prophet ﷺ warned us from. So moving from judging to bringing the witnesses, and the witnesses have to be fair, then we move on to the following hadith, which we've mentioned so many times, but now it's the proper time to go through it. So who will read it for us? Yes, Akhi. It's hadith number 375 from Umdatul Ahkam.
Ibn Abbas reported Allah's Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying, if the people were given according to their claims, they would claim the lives of the persons and their properties, but the oath must be taken by the defendant.
Okay. This hadith, by the way, is the pillar in judging between people. And we spoke about this so many times before. The Prophet said to one of his companions, either you give the bayina, and if you don't have the bayina, which is the evidence, either two witnesses or a written statement or a confession, anything that is an evidence, reliable and acceptable in a court of law. If not, and you're claiming, you're accusing someone, then the defendant has to what? Has to swear. This is the principal rule in judging between two people. And this is not only for judges, by the way. It's even for any two coming to you. We get this, people disputing, brothers disputing inheritance. A father dies, one of the eldest brothers says, I paid this much and much and made my father wealthy. My father at some point borrowed from me 1 million riyals and he built his fortune. Now I want my share or I want my million. And the siblings say, you're lying. So now who's claiming? The eldest. What is the ruling? Provide evidence. He doesn't have evidence. His father is dead. No bank transfer. It was only done verbally. So if he cannot prove it, then the siblings have to what? They're the defendant. They say, we swear. Wallahi, he didn't. Now, this is something that is scary and it makes people afraid because, yes, my brother wants the money, but he doesn't have proof. I'm not sure if he's telling the truth or lying. Okay, swear. How can I swear? If you don't swear, then we will take his word, if you're not sure. But if you swear and you are definitely sure that he did not give it, etc., this is something else. So this hadith is a pillar in judging between people, especially in a court of law. And the Prophet is indicating human nature. Because human nature, by nature, people would like to get and obtain what others have. So the Prophet is telling us, alayhi salatu wasalam, if people were given according to their claims, if I see a beautiful car, it's mine. It's a claim. But then there's a problem because a lot of bloodshed would result, a lot of people taking what's not theirs. So the ruling is either provide the evidence. If not, the defendant must swear that this did not take place. Do we have any questions or we move on to the following chapter? Yes, Akhi.
Assalamu alaikum, Shaykh.
Alaikum salam.
Does the eldest brother in a family have right to take back what he added to the family apart from his right?
Now, this is a different issue. If the eldest brother was supporting and giving as charity, as maintenance, as a gift to his father, in this case, he has no right in what he had supported or given. But if he had lent, and this happens, a father says to his son, give me 1 million riyals. I need this for my business. So the son is wealthy, he gives 1 million riyals as a gift. My father wants money, khalas. After the father dies and the billions and billions of fortune is there, he has no claim to his million. But if he gave the money to his father and told his father, okay, this is a loan, and you were supposed to give it to me, inshallah, next year, 5 years, 10 years, 100 years, then this is his right. He's entitled in getting the money back. Is there a third situation or case? Yes. But this is what we will get, inshallah, after the break, so stay tuned.